I'm going to read to you my poem entitled Absentee Ballot that is forthcoming in the next issue of Calyx. It was previously published in my full-length collection entitled Storytelling in Cambodia, published by Calyx Books in 2006. Absentee Ballot. The epigraph reads, Mongkol 1 Registration Site, November 5th, 1992. I worked in Cambodia with the United Nations Transitional Authority, and part of my work there was to coordinate voting registration sites. Again, absentee ballot. The musicians are not here today to distract you by practicing on brass-nippled containers housed in semicircles inside the room next to the registration site. To get away from election talk, you must walk past the young cripple who crawls every day on his gnarled legs to the benches to unfurl his book of color postcards of the life of the Buddha. Past the old woman vendor who will sell you one cigarette. Past the still young girl hawking plums soaked in sugar and rice wine. To your spot behind the shacks of the Don Chi. Those are Buddhist nuns in Khmer. Where you will squat, your underpants around your knees for a quiet pee. The sun is sticking to your body and you want to speak English directly, not through an interpreter. You're exhausted from boiling out the Ghanaian CIVPOL, that is short for civil police, who sat on his ass instead of helping to transport a bunch of Buddhist monks who stood in their saffron robes against our white sheet backdrop, giving us the honor of photographing them for their voter ID cards. You are tired of pretending to be the authority on democracy when you believe all governments stink, some just smell more rank than others. As you sing the praises of the secret ballot, you pray that no one will step on newly laid landmines walking to the polling site. You have to make sure that the registrars know not to let the laminator overheat and to roll the fleshy part of the thumb firmly over the ink pad to catch the whorls. You have to play by the rules and allow the Khmer elder who came all the way from Cambodia to exercise his right to vote, but not his wife, because although she is Cambodian, she was raised in Kampuchea, Krum, a chunk of Cambodia bitten off by Vietnam before she was born. You have to learn to deal with the obnoxious party agents of the BLDP and Funchapec, who tried to exclude the Vietnamese from registering because they blame the Yuans, which is a derogatory term for Vietnamese, because they blame the Yuans for destroying the country, but excludes the Khmer Rouge as nearly the black sheep of the family. As you slowly pull up your underpants, you remember the absentee ballot in your pocket that you received too late to clink your 2 cents into the election box back home, where you felt your vote was a message in a bottle never found. I sincerely hope that that is not the case in this election. Thank you for listening.